Our next speaker is Melissa Madsen.
Thank you, Chairman Kennedy, members of the board. I'm Melissa Madsen, and I'm an academic professional and assistant director of HR for the College of Fine and Applied Arts at the Urbana campus. I chair the Council of Academic Professionals, an advisory body to our chancellor charged with representing the interests of APs on campus. In addition, I represent APs on the Senate Executive Committee. I am here today to share the academic professional community's grave concerns about the activities of the State University Civil Service System, or SUCS, led by its executive director, Mr. Tom Morlock. As many of you are aware, the SUCS Merit Board voted in January 2013 to preserve the rights of universities to classify positions as academic professional, otherwise known as the exemption authority. Academic professionals and state universities are grateful to the Merit Board and remain so for its wise vote. I will begin by saying that the opposing sides may have one thing in common. They believe in their cause. The difference is SUCS appears willing to pursue its fight by any means necessary, however inimical to the needs and principles held dear by the institutions it purports to serve. While we retain the exemption authority on paper, in practice, SUCS is clawing it back in increasingly onerous and disruptive ways. Let me give you some examples. First, we're seeing dramatic changes in audit processes. In 2011, audits moved from random to targeted random. In 2013, we are seeing anecdotal accounts of new behavior by auditors. For example, one employee reported that his auditor was visibly disinterested in his explanation of his responsibilities and quickly moved on to an extended pitch for the sales pitch, for the civil service system. Second, quietly changing procedures to circumvent governing policies and documents. SUCS now argues that changes it made to its procedures manual trump its policies, including its 1998 agreement with the state universities that granted them the exemption authority. No credible state university would ever claim a procedures manual allows you to renege on your agreements or evade your own policies. It does, however, appear to be standard operating procedure at SUCS. Third, misusing the classification system. Under the pretext of updating a low-level student services classification, SUCS has instead amended the title, adding academic advisor duties to avoid the attention that creating a new classification in this area would attract. Sad to say, this is not the only example of how SUCS is moving to create new titles or revise existing titles to fit positions we have always classified as exempt. Some of these titles fall clearly under the type of exemption that Mr. Morlock has said in the past that he would not challenge. Fourth, a refusal to explain his findings. As an HR professional, I'd like to know exactly what SUCS says we are doing wrong when we exempt positions. We asked this of the campus at our last CAP meeting. We were told that Mr. Morlock has said he does not see that it's his responsibility to say what we are doing wrong. Rather, it is the university's responsibility to prove a negative. In the courts, you don't have to prove you're innocent. In school, if you fail a test, you get your test back with red ink all over it. The instructor does not tell you to look at your unmarked paper and figure out what it is you did wrong. Fifth, retaliation against opponents. All three CAP officers, myself included, who have spoken publicly in support of the exemption authority, have had our positions targeted in the 2013 audit. As the Senate Executive Committee has noted, the odds of our positions being audited at the same time are fairly astronomical. Mr. Morlock attempted to explain this at the February meeting of the Merit Board by implying that SUCS did not have the names of those pulled for the audit, and then acknowledging that SUCS did have access to the names, saying, and I quote, "It's not typically a trigger point for us," unquote. I believe the phrase is "not typically" and "trigger point" speak for themselves. Finally, and most importantly, SUCS has failed this state's institutions profoundly. At a time when state universities are struggling to handle hang on to state funding when pension reform seems to mean neither reform nor much of a pension, when procurement and other regulations impair our ability to do business and land grants, Sucks thinks that now is the right time to launch further attacks on our ability to compete. This issue is not a U of I problem. It is not an Urbana problem. It is a problem shared by all of Illinois' public universities. I urge every member of this board to support us on this issue and to carry that message to other state universities and key decision makers in this state. I want to thank you again for the opportunity to bring these issues to your attention.
Thank you.